The Wilson County Fair wraps up today. The fair is known as Tennessee's largest, and reporter Sean Anfinson says it lives up to its reputation.
My family and I decided to take in the Wilson County Fair this past weekend. We avoided miles of afternoon traffic by arriving early, but there was no way around big crowds on the midway. Once inside, our noses led us to funnel cakes, kettle corn, and a wide variety of food on a stick. But the prices are as outsized as the fair. For $7, you can enjoy a corn dog and fresh-squeezed lemonade. Kiddie rides start at $3 a pop, and the price of excitement goes up from there. Beyond the carnival fair is Fiddler's Grove, a reconstructed pioneer village with activities that won't break the bank. If the blacksmith doesn't strike a chord, try soap making or basket weaving. We chose to relax in the back porch of Stringtown General Store. This is a shady spot where people can hear bluegrass bands like Full Steam play some old-time music. Now to see what all this crowing is about. At the Poultry and Rabbits Barn, a champion brown bunny stops me in my tracks. Judy Boswick speaks for this gentle giant.
Her name is Jean. Yep, she is 7.5 months old. She weighs 16 pounds, 10 ounces. She is a Flemish giant. She still's got a few more weeks to grow, and she'll probably hit 18 pounds.
Across the way are various competitions, tractor exhibitions, and more barnyard fun. The Wilson County Fair is ranked among the best annual events by publications like The Best of Tennessee. For WMOT, I'm Sean Anfinson.